Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The world, as described in Genesis 8, had a fresh start. Well, almost. The one thing that hadn't changed was the human heart. God paints an honest portrait of humanity, warts and all. Imagine Noah, listed in Hebrews 11 as a man of faith, after that long time of walking with God, getting in trouble. Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. That's 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. Noah plants a vineyard, makes wine, gets drunk, and it makes him so unaware he's shamelessly naked. His son Ham makes fun of it to his brothers, like people today who are laughing and crying at all the wrong things. His brothers wisely covered up their father, avoiding the curse resulting from this shameful act, but more of that later. While the Bible never condemns all wine use, it does warn us in Proverbs 23, verses 29 to 35, who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger long at the wine. Do not look on the wine when it's red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will utter perverse things, saying, when shall I awake that I may seek another drink? End quote. The CDC says alcohol abuse due to underreporting costs far more than the estimated $259 billion a year in the U.S. Worse, alcohol claims about 100,000 lives each year in America. And who can tell of the alcohol-related domestic and child abuse hidden behind closed doors? I, for one, have enough challenges in life without further diminishing my faculties. There's something far better, says Paul in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.